A website to help health system planners has just been launched by scientists in London. Its purpose is to provide evidence rather than just opinion or ideology to help decide on any changes needed in Britain's National Health Service. I asked Katie Cole of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine why they've produced the new website and what they're trying to do.
The website's called The Lancet UK Policy Matters. There's been a lot of discussion about reforms to the NHS, but also to a whole host of other policies in the UK that affect health. And what we wanted to do is move away from the discussions based on opinion and ideology and try to introduce a prominence of evidence within these discussions.
Isn't there a lot of evidence available already, though, from published sources?
Yeah, we found that the evidence is actually within universities and the academic world. So you have to have some kind of academic training and access to journals to understand where to find evidence.
But you want everybody to now contribute by using the website?
Yeah, so exactly. What we've done is try to create easy-to-read short summaries around the evidence for anyone, actually, to access.
And to put it in a nutshell, it's evidence about things like if you ask the family practitioner to sign all the bills or decide who pays for what, will you get a better health service from asking the general organisers in your region? That's one of the big questions that's being asked at the moment, where the finance comes from, isn't it?
Yeah, we have a short summary, for example, on GP commissioning, which is the policy that you mentioned, and that looks behind beyond the proposed benefits and the proposed risks to actually the evidence behind those to see whether it's going to be a policy that brings significant benefits to the population's health.
And how is the website going so far? Have you had a lot of response?
Yeah, it's going really well. Within the first 2 days, we had over 1,000 people visit the website, so there's clearly an interest in this area.
Is it popular with politicians, do you think, too?
We haven't heard back from politicians yet. It's only been launched for a couple of days, but we really hope that it'll be as useful for them as for the general public.
Let me ask you a question about the rest of the world, because many countries do think of the British National Health Service as a model, one potential model. What do you think we've got to teach the rest of the world by conducting this sort of survey that you're doing with the website?
I think that this is a really exciting way of exploring whether changes to health services like the NHS will bring about benefits to health, because it's only by actually looking at the evidence behind these that you know whether it's a beneficial change or not.
How then can people get involved with this?
I think this is the most exciting part of our website, The Lancet UK Policy Matters. We are inviting anyone to submit their own evidence on how they feel any policies are impacting on the health of the UK population. So we can upload onto our website anything from personal narratives to data summaries. And by doing that, we want to create sort of a really rich picture of how policy changes are seen to be affecting health on the ground and in real time.
And the web address to go to?
You can access it direct off the Lancet's website homepage.
Katie Cole talking about the Lancet UK Policy Matters website from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and University College London. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.